parsha starts out. Vayomar Hashem el Moshe, Bo el Paro ki ani echbadeti es libo v'yaslev avadav l'man shisi ososai eile v'kirbo. Uleman tisaper v'oznei b'ncho v'en b'ncho es asher salalti v'mitzrayim es ososai asher samti bom v'yudatem ki ani Hashem. So, the beginning of the pasuk is peculiar. Vayomar Hashem el Moshe, Bo el Paro. So I saw quoted that the Zohar asks on this pasuk, what's the lashon of Boel Paro? The Chaora, the proper word, should be Leichel Paro. Kadosh Baruch Hu is informing Moshe, instructing Moshe, that he should go to Paro. Leichel Paro. What's the lashon of Boel Paro? So the Kotzker explains that Moshe had certain hesitations. Moshe, certainly, the experience of going to Paro was a frightening experience. It seemed to be, up at this point, we've already been through Parshas Vayera, it seemed to also be a experience that was futile. It wasn't working. Paro wasn't listening. So Moshe had his hesitations, perhaps worries, fears. He was facing a hard situation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Bo el Paro, come. Come, let's go to Moshe. He didn't say Lech el Paro, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was informing Moshe that I'm going to go with you to Paro. Bo el Paro. Bo imi. Come with me. Bo el Paro. Let's go to Paro. When the father says to the boy, to his son, so come. You're scared? But the bully's beating you up in the park, in the playground? Come, I'm coming with you. Let's go. Let's go to the bully. So when the father comes, the boy isn't scared. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bo el Paro, come, we'll go to Paro together. This reminds us of the Pasuk, Gam ki eilech begeit salmoves lo ira ra ki ato imodi. David HaMelech says that I'm not scared as I walk through the valley of death. Lo ira ra, nothing will happen to me. Why? Ki ato imodi, because you're with me. The realization, David has the realization that no matter what hardship he faces, so, ki ato imadi, bo el paro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him in any hardship that he might face. And the Gra brings down, not in this pasuk, but the Gra says elsewhere that there's a difference between es and im, ito and imo. Sometimes we say, come with me. He goes with him. So he goes ito, with him. Sometimes we say imo, with him. What's the difference between imo and ito? So I think that the word es, ito. So the word S is usually used to show a little bit of distance or separation a little bit. Like he said to him, the S. S is a word that we put in sometimes to cause a little bit of distance between things. And the Gra says that S, ito, as opposed to im, imo, S always implies not a full connection. As opposed to imo, implies a direct and complete connection. And that's why in the pasuk we say Gam kelech begeit samavus lo ira ra ki ata imadi, not iti, that you're with me, but imadi, that I mamish feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David says he mamish felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was right there with him, ki ata imadi. And it's hard to realize, and we don't always realize that throughout our lives HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Let's try to take it one step deeper. Again, Bo el Paro, ki ani echbadeti es libo ves lev avadov. So again, the pasuk is strange. Ki, in general, implies a reason. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go to Paro, or come with me to Paro, ki ani echbadeti es libo ves lev avadov, because I hardened Paro's heart. The reason that Moshe's nervous, he's not sure if he should go, and, you know, also, he doesn't want to waste his time if words aren't going to be heard. And Hashem says, go. Why? Why should you go? Ki ani echbadeti es libo ves lev avadov, because I hardened Paro's heart. If anything, that's the reason not to go. Ani echbadeti, ki ani echbadeti es libo ves lev avadov. Why is that the reason to go? That's a reason not to go. So if you take a look, the Sfas Emes, first in Tafrei Shlamed Beis, which is 1872, I believe. So he said one line. Hichbadeti, v'ho'etz al yidei amuna be'emes leida, Ki koach kol meitzar u'meitzar, gam kein rak me'ito yisbarach. Person has to have the emunah to realize that every kol meitzar u'meitzar, every hardship is also from Hashem. Ki mashe kasuv, ki. Like the pasuk here says, ki. So 4 years later, in Tafresh Lamed Vav, Sfas Emes seemed to have elaborated a little bit more on that. Bo el paro, ki ani hechpadeti b'chulei, ze lechazek libos b'nei Yisrael asher gam b'rosam koach hayetzer v'asitra achra. This was coming to strengthen Klal Yisrael when they see the koach hayetzer go v'erchas v'shalom v'cheskas hayad, when they see hardships are strengthening, when the yetzer, the sitra achra is strengthening. Im kol ze yachazku atzvam lageshes mula milchama. They should strengthen themselves to go towards the milchama. B'yod'am, when they realize, ki kol koach hasitra achra, because that when they realize that all kochos, all every force that opposes us, gam kein rak pashkocha sabore, is also just from a kashkocha b'kadosh baruch hu. V'ze omro, and this is pshat and pasuk, ki ani hechpadeti. B'emes ze davar achas mi plos habore lo teich koach lo osim neged ritzono. How is the Sfas Emes reading the pasuk? Go to Paro. Ki ani hichpadeti eslev paro, veslev adav, eslibo veslev avadav. Go to Paro, why should you go? So first of all, we said go because I'm coming with you. And you don't have to be afraid. Don't be scared of the gates I'm of, as ki ato imadi, because I'm with you. But then what does Paro then, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? And also, you know why you should go? Ki ani hichpadeti, it was me. Don't be scared of Paro. Paro, just like every meitzar u'meitzar, everything that opposes you in life, is ani, it's me. I'm the source of nisayon. I'm the source of hardship that you face. Now, obviously, to live life this way, like Moshe Rabbeinu, the realization that ki ani echbadeti, that every hardship, every nisayon that we face, is straight, is straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this obviously requires a whole new perspective on life. A whole new perspective. The Osher Divrei Emes brings down that there's so many things in life that we see that different people have different perspectives, and it gives them a whole different outlook on life when they're looking at the same exact thing, but we need to instill within ourselves the proper perspectives. Rav Tzadok, in a very beautiful piece, so he says, that this is Pshat and Pasuk, when it says in Shiramalos, Oz Yimalis Chokpinu Hayinu Kechomim, we'll be like dreamers. What does it mean, we'll be like dreamers? So he says that in every galus, I remember I heard it first from Rav Nussbacher, quoting Rav Hendler, it's a real Shalavim Vort. I heard from Rav Hendler saying on Lechadodi, Karvel Nafshi Ge'ola, that you see in the Pasuk, that every Ge'ula manifests itself on the communal level, but also on the personal level. A person can have a ge'ula, we can have a ge'ula as a nation, or a person can have his own ge'ula. If a person's shackled from certain nisyonos, so when he comes cheirus, when he's freed from those nisyonos, so he has a personal ge'ula. Karva el nafshi ge'ula. So, this is Lukute Ma'amarim. It says Lukute Amarim, but it's not Lukute Amarim. It's not the Tanya, and it's not Lukute Amarim of the Maggid of Mezrich, but it's Lukute Ma'amarim of Rav Tzadok. It's a typo. So he says here in this piece that Ayinu Kichomim, that after a person, when a person has to have the perspective of that we will be dreamers. What does that mean, we will be dreamers? It means that after all the hardship, after the ge'ula, when we finally come to Eretz Yisrael, or after you pass your own personal hardship, you have your own personal ge'ula. So you look back, and you realize that everything that happened, all of the hardship, was just dimyon. It was dreams. It wasn't real. So yeah, when you're stuck in the muck of a hardship, of nisayon, so it's very real, and it's painful, and it's hard, and it's crippling. But afterwards, a person looks back, and it's all like a dream. You know, you go on a hike, and then when you're done with the hike, and you're back, and you're celebrating, you're talking about it, so you don't remember all the pains and the aches. Afterwards, Hayinu Kechomim, we look back, and it's all like a dream. And he says that we have to have that perspective from the beginning to realize that all the hardship that we face, it's all dimyon. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all there in order to elevate us, to raise us up. And it's real. We feel it and we experience what we're happening. But we have to realize that afterwards, when we look back, we're going to see that it was all part of a plan. And he connects it to the pasuk in the middle line or the third line, Lo ira klal, that a person can't be scared when he's facing hardship. Ki ani yodea shakol eino be'emes. It's not real. Me'achar sh'ata imadi, but only if you have the realization of ata imadi. So Moshe Rabbeinu was taught in these pasukim, in the first pasuk of the Torah, in the parsha, that not only was Hashem with Moshe, Bo el Paro, I'm with you on this side, on your side. You know, mitzidcha, I'm with you. But I'm also with you mitzad Paro, from the other side as well. You're facing hardship, I'm with you on this side, and I'm also the source of the hardship. I'm the one causing the hardship. I'm causing your nisyonos because I'm trying to bring something out of you. I'm trying to elevate you. So don't be scared of facing the hardship. Ki ani am imadi. I'm with you on this side, and I'm the source. I'm with you on the other side. If with this perspective, we might be able to get a whole new understanding of the whole incident with the sneh. Moshe sees a burning bush. And the Shmos Rabbah says that Rav Shua ben Karcha was asked by a guy what pshat in the sneh was. And he says in the last line, Mitoch hasneh, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka come mitoch hasneh? Lilamedcha she'ein makom panoi b'lo shechina afilu sneh. Even the smallest little sneh, smallest puny little plant, even that has, there's even a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. But it's so much deeper. Because if you look at the Rishonim on the parasha, I think maybe the Sforno brings this down, that the sneh, which is mole kotsim, it's filled with thorns. The sneh is representative of Paro. And all the hardship that Moshe was going to experience at the hands of Paro. And all the suffering. And the constantly him saying, no, no, no. I will not let them go. All of that hardship, all of that experience was symbolized by the sneh. Right? Because the sneh, you stick your hand in. It's like those road bumps in Eretz Yisrael, those daggers, those darkonim. That you go over them one way and you go in smooth. But if you try to back up, so then you get caught on it. That the thorns on the sneh were faced inward. So when you stuck your hand in, you were going with the thorns. But then if you tried to pull out, you would get ripped up by the thorns. And Mitzrayim was the same way. They brought us in. And they said, oh, come in. And then they started and they gave us a little bit of work. And the next thing we know, we couldn't get out. We were slaves. Couldn't pull out. So the sneh is representative of Mitzrayim and of Paro. And you saw the sneh was engulfed in flames, but it wasn't burning. And this was representative that the Mitzrayim and Paro were going to be hit with Makos. But they weren't going to be consumed. They were going to keep fighting, and it was going to be a hard situation. And if we shteltsu from that to the Shmos Rabbah, so what do we see? What's pshat in the sneh? That even though Paro's going to be rough and he's going to be tough, and he's the thorns, and he's not going to be consumed, and you're going to be frustrated, also that, there's Shechina there also. That's also from Hashem. And in a certain sense, the sneh was a preparatory message to Moshe Rabbeinu, that you're about to go into Mitzrayim, and it's going to be thorny, and you're not going to be able to get out, and they're not going to be consumed, and you're going to be frustrated. But realize, Moshe, realize that that's me. That's me. He was showing him an image before he got into Mitzrayim to teach him the message that while you're suffering and you're frustrated, realize that that nisayon, that's me also. That's me testing you. And it's so hard to go through our lives realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and also that He's there, He's the source of nisyonos, and He doesn't forsake us at the time of nisyonos. Not only doesn't forsake us, but He is the nisayon. And they tell a story of a person who, at the end of his life, he got up to Shemayim. They showed a famous story. They showed him his life as a seashore. Showed him his life as a whole beautiful seashore. And he turns and he says to the angel or whatever who's showing him the scene, he says, "I knew it because there were footsteps on the sand." And he said, "What are those footsteps?" And the angel said, "Oh, those are your footsteps. And you see the footsteps. I see those are God's footsteps. He's walking with you throughout your life." And the guy pounded on the heavenly table. And he said, I knew it. The angel said, "I knew what?" He said, "I knew Hashem left me. I knew He wasn't with me at the hard times. Because look down on that seashore of my life. The long seashore. Look how many times there's only one set of footsteps. There were times when there were two sets of footsteps. That's when Hashem was with me. And look, there's only one set of footsteps. I knew Hashem left me. And the angel chuckled and he said to the man, "Foolish man, you think those footsteps are yours? Those are Hashem's footsteps. And that's when he was carrying you. That's why there's only one set of footsteps." But it's so hard when we're stuck in nisyonos. And nisyonos don't only mean major nisyonos. We also, everyone either has had or will have in their life major nisyonos. But even the small nisyonos that we give day to day of having trouble with kavan and tefillah, or perhaps our machshavos, we're not always thinking about the things we should be thinking about. We're battling during Seder. We're late sunim. We mock a Rebbe. We mock something that's going on in yeshiva. We make jokes that we shouldn't make. So, all of these nisyonos, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. He's carrying us sometimes. But in addition to that, he's the source of the nisayon. But there's a tremendous caveat. There's a tremendous point that we have to realize in order to be zocha to this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, Hashem promises, "I'll be with you, Moshe. And not only will I be with you, I'm the source of nisayon," but there's something, a major prerequisite in order to be able to be zocha to this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was revealed to us in the Medrash, but fleshed out more by the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. The Medrash says, Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your shadow. What does it mean that He's your shadow? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shadow, that He responds to the way we act towards Him. If we look towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of Nisayon, if we look towards Him to be Bo El Paro, to be with us when we're facing hardship, so then He be'emes is with us. And if we don't look towards Him, so then He's not with us. Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem's your shadow. Just like you move your arm, your shadow moves, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds towards how we are acting towards Him. This Yehoshua Chaim learns the pasuk that if you walk with me haphazardly, so I'll also act towards you with haphazardly. If you don't look for my guiding hand, my hashkacha, so then you won't see my hashkacha. I'll act with you with carry without hashkacha. There's also a famous Shura Rashba, the Rashba in Shut Yud Tes in his Chuvas. So the Rashba says in the Gemara in Shabbos that Ein Mazal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is not governed by celestial forces. Rather, we're given direct hashkacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rashba brings down in his tshuvas that that's not an absolute relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're doing Ritzono Shamakim, if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, we're looking towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu for hashkacha, so then we get hashkacha. But if we deny hashkacha, so then we're denied hashkacha. Should a Rashba, a Rishon. So you see that this is etzem part of the nisayon. Part of the nisayon is realizing that the nisayon is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when you realize that the nisayon is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it is from Him. And He's with you. And this is a beautiful, beautiful vort that I, Mamash was zochet to find this morning in the Sefer Pri Chaim. Sefer Pri Chaim was written by Rav Avram Chaim of Zlotchev. I don't know much about him, but he's got gevaldik haskamas in his Sefer. One after the other. Turn the pages. Beautiful Haskamas. So he writes in his Sefer.
Who's Maskim?
Who are the Haskamas? I saw Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev is one of the Haskamas. And then there were a couple of other names that were very familiar. His last name? He was from Zlotchev. Which sounds like a town in Poland. Sounds very much like a town in Poland. Deep in like Galicia, it sounds like. The violinist from Zlotchev.
No, there's if you look in the last page of Gedolei Yisrael, it's a polka sidus that played. It's a famous violin from the Rebbe.
Okay. Beautiful. So in the Sefer Pri Chaim, he says, when we need to get a pshat in Nisyonos, who do we look to? Who's our Av of Nisyonos? We look to Avram Avinu. Asar Nisyonos, Nisnas Avram Avinu, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos. So you ready for this? It's going to blow you away. It's beautiful. I wanted to take out a violin and start dancing when I read it. The violin of Zlotchev. So what does he say? He says by the Akedah, that when Avram was coming to the Akedah, what does the Pasuk say? Vayar es hamokom me rochok. And he says that what did Avram see? Even though he was in Nisayon, he was about to slaughter his own kid. How much bleaker could that day have been? How much more blinded could he have been? Vayar es hamakom meirachok. He saw Hashem, hamakom. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch hamakom, Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as hamakom. And Dafka, why do we refer to him as hamakom? We say at a Shiva house, hamakom yinachem. Whenever there's Hester Panim, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as hamakom. So, vayar es hamakom meirachok. That Avram saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a distance. What do I mean from a distance? He was distant from Hashem. Things were bleak. It was dark. He wasn't feeling close to Hashem. He felt distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though he felt distant, still, Vayar HaMakom. He still saw Hashem. Even in the midst, in the depths of his Nisayon, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see it inside. V'yefshir zeh perish, and I know this is great because then I was looking at another sefer, and he said v'yadua divrei aprichayim al apasuk v'yaris hamakom erachok, and that's when I knew I had to quote this. If you find two svarim, first you find the source, and then you find another source quoting v'yaris hamakom the prichayim v'yefshir zeh pshat apasuk v'yaris hamakom erachok ratzalomar shero es hakadosh baruch hu erachok ki be'esh lokhin mimenu ha'emuna. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away from us our eyes, our amun, our faith, Hu rachok me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, typo, Hu rachok me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yaf al pichein, Ro HaKadosh Baruch Hu me rachok, and even so he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a distance, V'zeu b'chol nisayon, and this is by all nisyonos. He goes on to say, this is perhaps pshat and pasuk of Shir HaShirim, in the first parak of Shir HaShirim, that we say about Hashem, Shemen turak shemecha, your name is like a scented oils. And he says that even if you have a perfume bottle, a eau de toilette, a cologne bottle, that's what it always says in French. On they always write French on cologne bottles because cologne is a very French thing to partake in. So even if you dump out all of the cologne, you know what I'm saying? Even if you dump out all the cologne from the French bottle, from the cologne bottle, still you can't get the scent out. The scent is still there. And he says that's pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to like a scented perfume. That even when the perfume is all gone, even when you're stuck in the Nisayon, you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a scent there. There's a scent. You can sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu because there's a residual scent in the air. And that's where we're supposed to draw our amunah from, Shas Nisayon, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there. I wanted to say, this is probably not pshat, it's certainly not pshat in Pasuk, but quoting so many Hasidic sources, I thought maybe I could have some poetic license to give pshat in pasuk. It says, "Gam ti elech begate salmoves lo ira ra ki atoyim adi." So I want to say, perhaps in this pasuk is this deep yisod that only when we see a Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Nisayon, only when we're makir a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we're bechinas vayar hamako meirachok, so only then are we zochet to the boel paro that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there with us. So I thought maybe we can read the pasuk like this: Gam ki elech begate samavis lo ira ra. I'm not scared. Why? Ki ata, because it's you. And then imadi. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. If I approach the gate samavis with the perspective of ki ata, no, it's you. It's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know it's you. So then imadi. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Perhaps it's a remes in the pasuk. So what does the next pasuk say? Uleman tisaper ba'aznei bincha uven bincha. The next pasuk teaches us that Moshe went through this whole ordeal. Moshe was taught this lesson first at the sneh, and then bo el paro ki ani echpadeti aslibo v'aslev avadov. Why did Moshe have to go through this whole lesson in life? In order, uleman tisaper ba'aznei bincha uven bincha. That primarily this was taught to Moshe in order to instill in Klal Yisrael, in the future Doros, Be'oznei Bincha Uven Bincha, this Yisod, the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in every moment, that Bechinas Bo El Paro Ki Ani Hechbadeti Eslibo V'Eslev Avadov. And of course, Parshas Bo, we don't see this Yisod any greater than the last Ramban in Parshas Bo, the famous Ramban, that min anisam agedol mamufursamim adam moda benisam anistarim shem yisod haTorah kula, that a person realizes from the big miracles that everything in our life is a miracle. This is a required reading. This Bo, this Ramban, the end of Bo. She'ein le'adam chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu, ad she'na'amin b'chol dvarenu mikrenu. We don't have a chelek in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu until we believe about everything, every mikrenu, every happenstance, every event that happens. Every happening, excuse me. She'kulam nisim, ein b'am teva. Everything that happens to us, there's no teva. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bein b'rabin, bein b'yachid. Whether it's on a communal level, a national level, on a personal, individual level, everything that happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I remember a couple of years ago, I was learning in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. But I came back to Shalavim for a few days in mid-Adar. Came to Shalavim for Purim, and I was having the Suda by Rav Waxman. And I remember that we talked about this Ramban on Bo, and I asked him at that time, why does it say in this Ramban that a person doesn't have a chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu? Why Moshe Rabbeinu? Why the Torah of Moshe? Say in the Torah, Toras Hashem. He said a line earlier, Yisoda Torah Kula. Why does a person not have a chelek in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu? So I remember Rav Waxman gave a very deep explanation at the time. But unfortunately, I didn't remember it. But perhaps, after we can say now, that the reason why a person doesn't have a chelek in Toras Moshe Rabbeinu until he realizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because, as we saw in the beginning of the Parsha, this was the Iker message to Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of the Parsha. That this is the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu taught us here. He taught us a big Torah. And he taught us right here that a person has to realize that everything that happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In last week's Parsha, there's a very, very beautiful Mu'ore Nayim where he says, we're not going to read it inside, maybe just a line or two, but in the Mu'ore Nayim he says that Mitzrayim was the headquarters, was the Iker Makom of Nisayim. The Chernobyl. Talmud of the Maggid, I believe. One of the Iker early Sifrei Chassidus, the Mu'ore Nayim. I believe he was the founder, the beginning of the Chernobyl dynasty. So, and the Mu'ore Nayim says that Mitzrayim was the Makom of Nisayim. We went into Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim is representative of all the Nisyonos that we face. And the Yetziyah Mitzrayim was obviously the vanquishing, the succeeding in overcoming our Nisyonos. But he says that Mitzrayim, what was the nature of Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim was a blinding experience. We speak about the Meitzar. Mitzrayim is Miloshon Meitzar. That it blinded us, it constricted us. Every time a person is blinded, so he's constricted, he can't see. He can't see beyond the moment, he can't see beyond the experience. He's blinded. So Mitzrayim is a Meitzar. It blinds us, it restricts us, and it's constricting. And we're stuck in the Meitzar, in the boundary. Miloshon Meitzar. We're stuck in the boundaries of Mitzrayim. And he says that based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Elginas Egos Yoradati, that we went down the Egos, that the nut, the almond is representative of our Das, of our realization, of our clarity of vision. Our Das, our Amuna, a realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything. But sometimes there are klipos that grow around our vision. They blind us, like a cataracts, which is just, it's on the outside of the eye. It's just a layer, but it blinds us. It's like foggy glasses. And all we have to do is just clear the glasses. There's nothing wrong with our eyes. There's just something blocking us. And then he says that, like the egos, has a hard shell. So when that's representative of the klipos, and that we needed to crack the shell of the klipos in order to get to the nut, to get to the inside. And once that happens, so then we were able to see clearly. So let's take a look. Everyone has to have nisyonos. End of the line. Then nisayon hu shemisalkem imenu hayiskashrus. What's a nisayon? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away from us our connection, our clarity of vision. Shayakosher ba Hashem. Before that, we were connected to Hashem. We saw Hashem. And now, Ayadei Adas. But when it comes to the Nisayon, Hashem takes it away. And that was the Yisod of Mitzrayim, that we were blinded. Our das, our emunah, our vision, our clarity, our understanding, it was all begolus. Because before you get to the pri, you have to encounter first the shell. It's covered with shells. Kimo klipas egos. Shemar akasav alginas egos yiradati. Shehu, that pasuk is referring to Golos Mitzrayim. Ube egos yesh klipa chitzona. There's a outside hard shell, which is the hardest. And it covers everything. But we all know if you've had like the real almonds. The real almonds. Not just with the thin brown coating, but the real hard shell. There's a hard shell around the almond. You know, your grandmother has them out on like her coffee tray with the nut crack. You have to break through first. That hard shell is representative of Mitzrayim. And once we broke through that, so then there's still, we're not yet at Mashiach yet. There's a thin film, like on a peanut. The thin brown film that surrounds the nut. So we're not there yet. We're not there yet at the nut itself. There's only a thin film right now. But when we break out of the Meitzar of Mitzrayim, and that's what the whole Egypt experience was, it was the breaking out of the Niseonos that blind us. And that's why they bring down, this is not in the Morei Naim, but that's why they bring down, that really it should be Yitzia Mi Mitzrayim. That a person has a Yitzia from Egypt. Why do we say Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's because leaving Mitzrayim was not just leaving the physical place, Yitzia Mi Mitzrayim. But it was getting away from the whole Egypt. It was chucking Egypt. Yitzias Mitzrayim, getting Mitzrayim out of here. Like they say, you know, you could take the guy out of Mitzrayim, but can you take the Mitzrayim out of him? And that was the Nisayon, and that was the Geula from Mitzrayim. That was the breaking of the hard shell that paved the way to clarity of vision. Mitzrayim, if Paro was the blocking of vision, the Morei Naim says, so in the Geula Mitzrayim, the Yitzhiyami Mitzrayim, getting rid of it, that was the clarity of vision that followed, that allows us to approach Nisyonos. And that's what I think the Morei Naim is trying to say, that the Egypt experience was the place where we accomplished and realized this message of Moshe, this message of Bo El Paro. And that's why Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's such an important Yisod. We have to always remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, because it's the message that the only way to escape the Nisayon of Mitzrayim is to realize Hashem's presence there. And hopefully the Hashem should help us, should give us all a new perspective. The Kutzker was once asked, someone said to him when he was a young boy, said, I'll give you a gold coin if you could show me where Hashem is. And the Kutzker, as a young man, said back to him, I'll give you 2 gold coins if you show me where Hashem isn't. And that's a very, very true yesod. That not only is Hashem with me, Bo El Paro, but Ki Ani Echbarati. That Hashem is the one who caused the Nisyonos. And we're going to end with one of the most beautiful teachings from Rav Nachman Breslov. Pasuk says by Matan Torah, everyone was scared to approach. Ve'yamod ha'om rochok. They were distant. They were distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They felt a certain sense of distance. Moshe nigash el ha'arafel, asher shom ha'elokim. But Moshe approached the dark cloud, the arafel, the uncertainty. He approached asher shom ha'elokim. And Rav Nachman says, if you don't know any words from Rav Nachman, know this one. Rav Nachman says that whenever a person's trying to grow in Avodas Hashem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in disguise, puts in front of him a nisayon, a maniyah, something to push him off the track. And that's the darkness of the Arafel. It's black, it's dark, it's hard to see, there's a lack of clarity. And the person who realizes, though, that that is from Hashem, so what does he do? Like Moshe, who had learned the message of Mitzrayim. He had a Yitzias Mitzrayim, like the Chernobyl said. He left all that Yitzias Mitzrayim. He left it all behind him. He broke through the shell. He exposed the das. He realized that Hashem is there. So Moshe didn't stand merachok. What did he do? Vanigash el ha'arafel. He went right into the darkness. Right into the uncertainty. Right into the challenge. Everyone else stood merachok. Vanigash Moshe el ha'arafel. He went into it. He took it head on. Asher shom ha'elokim. Daika. That what? That there, in the Arafel, asher shom ha'elokim. You want to know where you're going to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's when you find an Nisayon. when you're in yeshiva and you realize that you're having a hard moment, you have to realize that instead of running away from that nisayon, that's where you're going to find Hashem. Asher Sham HaElokim. Vanigash Moshe El HaRafel. Asher Sham HaElokim. That when you're having trouble paying attention in Seder, when you're having trouble with Shmira Seinayim, you're having trouble with Lashon Hara, instead of running from the nisayon, no, go head first into it. Confront it. Because you'll find, Vanigash El HaRafel, you'll find Asher Sham HaElokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should all bless us that we should be able to connect to Bo El Paro. We should be able to be vayaris hamako merochok, and then we'll be able to really follow in Toras Moshe, and we'll be a part of Toras Moshe, and realize that when we experience, when we're confronting the Arafel, so we'll confront it, we'll go head first into it. Asher Shom Elokim. Shabbos.